The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I couldn't wait to come in here, not only because it's Friday's Eve, but man, I'm about to tell y'all how bad a driver my husband is. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I'm not a bad driver, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Man, we're sitting, you know, talking to a really good friend of ours at the gas station. Otto pulls in. I'm like, why are you pulling in here? Gas is too much. He's like, nah, this is whatever. I need to put gas. And our boy Julio are in the front seat because I'm a good wife. I sat in the back, so the two big men.
And he's also huge. So he could barely fit in them.
Yeah. A good wife would have drove.
Otto would never let me drive.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm going to drive today. Otto will never let me drive. Anyway, Otto's excited. He gets out of the car. Julio turns around and says, yo, bro, you going to put it in park? Car's just rolling.
Almost took out the gas station.
Dude, he just jumps in.
I swear I thought I put it in park
and
turned off the car.
Look how red he is right now. He stayed red like that for 25 minutes.
I made a mistake. Did I hit anything? Did anyone get hurt? Yeah, no.
It's all good, dog.
Exactly. Accidents happen. As a matter of fact, why don't we talk about Dana's accidents that she's had over the past couple of years?
Nobody wants to hear about that.
Nobody wants to hear about it because you cover them up.
Well, yeah. No. Let me tell you something real quick.
What, you want to talk about the time that you rear-ended that person or that you hit that other person at the stop sign? Which one?
Those are two different stories?
Yeah, they're two different stories.
Both
in my car, though.
Oh. Listen to him. He's trying to cover up.
I'm not trying to cover up.
The only people that run into convenience stores are old people and DJ Automatic.
All right.
Let's stop with this narrative because my hours-driven ratio to the amount of times I mess
up. I'm going to push back with you on this, brother.
Yeah, it's very low.
I'm agreeing with you.
It's very low. Whereas Dana never drives and she's got multiple accidents.
If Julio hadn't said, bro.
Okay, Julio saved me. I'll give him that. I'm not giving you anything.
For all the people that you represent, you representing passenger princesses is the most annoying part of everything. Because you're like a lot of, I'm just saying, women don't want to drive.
And but they want to sit there and ridicule your driving.
Ridicule is a good word, bro.
You almost allowed the car to go into a convenience store.
Dana, it was rolling slow enough to where I didn't even have to jog to get it back in the car.
You freaking jumped in it. Oh, left leg almost come out. Yeah.
Did it hit the store? Did it hit anyone else? No. You've hit people. I haven't hit anyone. Knock on wood.
And it makes for good fodder. It's a great conversation. Ladies, is your man a bad driver? Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. National Day.
That can't be your closing statement because I'm not a bad driver.
Let's close on this statement. Another factual thing that did happen this year, too, in regards to Dana Cortez, because I do remember going through what you went through, Automatic, where Dana forgot to book the correct rental car.
And I drove you guys
all the way to the other side of town only to have Dana criticize my driving you guys a favor. So.
Well, she was the one who booked the rental car, not at the airport.
And then we get to
all the way to the other side of town.
When we get to the other side of town.
And it took an hour? Yeah, I remember that.
We went to the other side of town and it was closed.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Thank you for remembering that because I can't remember all my wife's mistakes.
Anything he can do to cover up the fact he almost ran into the convenience store.
It's National Crossword Puzzle Day.
All right, I love that.
That's a crossword puzzle. We also have National Brownie Day.
Yum.
Yes, like the good brownies?
Yeah, the good brownies, dude. And I'm excited to announce that brownie is an American dish. I did not know that. Yeah, dude.
Love it.
Rumor has it, brownie started when somebody forgot to add flour to cake.
Oh.
So it's a little accidental thing.
It makes sense,
there you go. All right, and we'll wrap it up on Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day.
What's that going to travel back and put the car in park?
Right out of that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know it's not Monday. You know how we run a Fat Club on Monday. And as the official creator of the Fat Club, I am giving you permission to just eat whatever you want during the holidays. Okay, don't feel guilty. It's all good. We'll all get back on track.
Are you going to help them burn it off after?
Yes, in the Fat Club.
Okay.
We'll come back and we'll talk about it. For now, though, I want to discuss Dana's top 10 Christmas dishes.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I think everybody's going to like number 10, cranberry sauce. I tried to get rid of her, but you know what? She just keeps making the list.
Nobody's here for that. It was a bad way to start, Dana.
I'm talking like cranberries in juice form with some Tito's mixed in it.
Bad way to start.
Number 9, I think everybody listening and Automatic, you and Anthony will love this. The broccoli rice cheese casserole.
Okay, I can get down
really
with that.
Really good stuff, really good. Number 8, a gingerbread cookie.
Oh.
You got to have them. You build the house, you eat the house.
I'm not going to lie. Your three here are kind of weak.
Well, dude, gingerbread cookie. I'm pro gingerbread cookie. I think gingerbread cookie deserves to be on the list.
It's the last cookie I'll eat.
I'm pro gingerbread cookie. I don't like gingerbread houses. That's just too much. It's too much construction, dog. It's too much.
Somebody else will build a house. Automatic, as long as you're eating it, it makes the cut. Number 7, sweet potato casserole.
Okay.
I like mine. I think it's delicious. Lots of sugar and butter. A little bit of sweet potato, you know. Number 6, bizcochitos, which are Mexican cookies.
This is the first thing that actually makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what's interesting, Automatic? I was looking it up, and bizcochitos, which are bizcochos, are making the cut outside of Mexican-American culture, outside of Mexican culture.
They're delicious.
People are just adding them, to their Christmas list. Number 5, prime rib. That's good.
Damn, bro. Now, okay, that's a little pricey, bro.
That's what I was going to say.
Moving from bizcochitos to prime rib?
I burned one a couple of years ago. It was awful. It's so well done. I mean, it was all right, but I didn't like it. I got to have mine rare. Number 4, roast or mashed potatoes. For some reason, roast just tastes better during Christmas. And you put some rosemary on there, a little garlic, a little seasoning salt. So good. Number 3, dressing and stuffing makes the cut for Christmas. You have to have it.
Of course you do. I mean, at this point, you know, why are we even talking about it anymore?
Yeah. Number 2, tamales.
Oh,
if you've never had tamales for Christmas, please add it to your meal repertoire. You'll never look back.
You will not be disappointed, but I have a feeling you inserted this one because this list sounded real generic until tamales.
It did not.
All right.
Tamales are automatic. You know, some of us only have tamales to open for Christmas.
They're becoming more of a custom across America as
they are.
You know, the bizcochitos are growing. Then, tamales are there.
And the number 1 Christmas food is a ham. Glazed or picnic roasted, everybody wants a holiday ham.
I like me a honey ham, and my wife doesn't like honey ham.
I like honey ham.
I like that sweetness. Well, my sister, she makes an amazing
honey
ham.
Your sister does. I'll give it to Sister Maddox. She does a good job. The way I like to eat my ham is roasted inside of a homemade tortilla. Of course, we buy the homemade tortillas because I don't make them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Personal Finance News has found the best job in the world. You can get paid $32,000 a year for cuddling baby panda bears.
What?
Oh my gosh, I want this job. Now you have to move to Sichuan, China. But whatever, $32,000 a year to spend 4 hours a day cuddling the cutest little baby panda bears on the planet. You have to hold them.
You realize
them.
Those things are you vicious and they'll rip them. Your face off.
First of all, they're babies. And if you watch my Instagram right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram, you will see them kissing and hugging these cuddlers.
Yeah, and then they stick a bamboo stick through your eye.
They do not stick a little cuddly
panda bears, right? They're cute little guys. My thing is, I'm worried about the smell. You know, just the smell of baby panda bears. Human babies stink, and you got to cuddle this little baby? Ew.
And there's like 12 of these little guys.
But it's $32,000, and they're so cute.
There's a catch somewhere, bro. They might have an accident on you. That's going to cost $30,000 to get that panda stuff off you right there. Jesus, man.
Panda poop.
All right, from cuddling pandas to not being able to cuddle your partner unless you're married. In Indonesia, they have banned sexy time outside of marriage, and they have also banned living together before you get married. That is now illegal in Indonesia, and you will face up to a year in jail for moving in with her.
I also read that if you travel to Indonesia and they find out you're living in sin, their legal system claims they have the right to put you in jail.
Damn.
Guess where my daughter's going to school next year?
DJ, I'm ready. You wrong for that. Gosh.
No. Here I come with a little bit of doom and gloom, okay? The San Francisco Police Department is adding new recruits.
Oh.
Robots.
Oh!
But these robots actually are armed and can incapacitate a violent suspect. The idea behind this is that they want to keep officers out of dangerous situations, but I don't trust computers or AI running around trying to stop crime.
Automatic, you did a WTF story one time about a kid that was playing chess with a robot, and the robot broke the child's arm. Do you remember that story we did right here?
Remember that.
And now they put RoboCop on the streets?
With a gun and a bomb.
If you haven't seen RoboCop the movie, you need to watch it.
Your move, creep. Thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
No, just say no to robots on the police force. Those are your WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Does it save you money to use space heaters or to turn your thermostat on? A new study by Newsy.com has been released. I'll reveal that. It's in case you missed it time. Three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic.
Everybody wants to stay looking young, right?
Yeah, of course. Or looking your best. I don't want to look like a child. I want to age gracefully.
Okay, one of the worst things you can do for your skin is to get a sunburn because it damages your skin.
Automatic, who has taught you to wear your SPF?
Dana has.
Thank you.
I know that's right.
Well, there's new research on people who eat grapes daily, and after 2 weeks, they become more resistant to ultraviolet light skin damage.
Ooh. What?
So the natural components within the grape actually help you build up a resistance, and that resistance lasts for weeks after you eat the grapes, up to 4 weeks after.
So it can prevent you from getting a sunburn, which in turn can keep you younger. What about wine? Does it work with wine?
I don't know if it works after you smash it up.
I don't think you're going to feel like you look younger after a bottle of wine.
You might look in the mirror and think, or you might think that other person looks better.
So I just learned this hack, and people are going to laugh. Like, you just learned it. I did not know when you freeze grapes, they taste like a slushy, almost like an ice creamy treat. Not ice cream, but a slushy treat.
Well, they got a lot of benefits for your skin, so.
Well, I'm going to start eating some grapes, man.
Oh, the seedless grapes. I love you.
Me too.
All right, y'all. In case you missed it, Meta, which is the company that owns Facebook and Instagram, along with Twitter, have been laying off employees lately. And, well, that's because TikTok is dominating the ad space, all right?
There was
an ad with Beyonce for Tiffany that got over 1 million views on Instagram, but an ad for Tiffany with a random influencer on TikTok got over 5 million views.
Yeah.
And this is interesting because that's where Tiffany's spending their money on it. Now, they're saying also the study goes on to say that TikTok has a youth in a chokehold, man, because they're averaging over 100 minutes a day on the app here in America.
That is absolutely wild. I want to say to parents to be careful, be wary. I know you're on TikTok too. I'm on TikTok. I get it. Don't get lost in the sauce though, because China does not allow their children to watch more than 40 minutes a week. And it's
all educational content.
All positive and educational content while we are filling our minds with junk food. You know what's interesting about that, Anthony A? 5 million views does not necessarily add up to sales.
That's the thing.
Ain't no kids buying Tiffany.
I mean, we live within the ad world.
We know what is what. Yeah.
Those 5 million views can be, you can buy those views. You can add bots for comments.
Crazy,
and
yeah.
then, like, especially on TikTok, it can be manipulated very easily.
But I do love TikTok.
And I agree with you guys. But there's something to be said, though.
You're right.
Yeah, but it's also something to be said that it's run by a foreign government and they can do whatever they want to manipulate the numbers.
Yeah. China does not have America's best interest in mind.
Thanks.
And there you go. All right, so in case you missed it, a recent survey that was released by Newsy.com says that if you stay in one room, let's say you just spend all your time in your living room or all your time in your bedroom, automatic. We got a studio at home, all your time in your studio, then it saves you money to use a space heater. That being said, if you move around your house and you have space heaters on in multiple rooms, that's going to cost you way more money than setting your thermostat.
I'm not worried about us spending any money on heating because our house is like an ice box. Dana likes to keep it in the 60s.
Put clothes on.
In the summer, we're in the 80s.
Yeah,
in the winter, we're in the 60s.
No, I'm trying to save us money. And if you have the thermostat at like 78, it costs a lot of money to heat up the whole house. No, 69, 68 is where I keep it. In the winter. In a summer, I keep it at 78 to 80.
Bro, going up.
And this is the personal hell I live in.
My mom was so pro space heaters growing up that I remember sleeping some nights and then waking up with like a sunburn.
Right
in my face, dog.
One time when my daughter, Kirsten, my oldest daughter, was little, she was like barely walking. She comes into the kitchen, I'm cooking, and my mom's sitting there and she starts like babbling to me. Like, what's going on? And I followed her to the bedroom. She had set fire to a little zebra costume in the gas space heater. Thank goodness I paid attention to her. We would have burnt the house down. Careful with those space heaters.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is speaking on a Casey Anthony documentary, and she doesn't have anything nice to say, and I'm not even mad at her. I'm going to break this story down and more. It's the Daily Dirt, the best gossip brought to you by State Farm and celebrity birthdays.
All right, we'll start by wishing Clarence White a happy birthday, YouTube star right there, and hey. One of the only Nicki Minaj celebrating her birthday as well.
I remember earlier this year when we talked about Lady Gaga's dog walker who was shot. He was he had her French bulldogs, and there was this ring. I had no idea that it was actually a heist. These people have been going around stealing dogs. James Howard Jackson is the man that pulled the trigger and shot the dog walker. Well, he'll be spending 21 years in jail.
Damn.
One of five. The rest are due to be sentenced in the next few weeks. So we'll keep you updated on that. All right. We had a great conversation with John Leguizamo, one of my favorite actors. He's starring in a new movie called Violent Night. It's a Christmas horror film. He's playing a Scrooge. He fights Santa Claus. But inside our conversation, I had to ask him why he works so hard to make sure Latinos are seen in media.
You know, that's what I've been fighting for forever. And now that I have a platform and all this success, I feel like I need to fix this. Because it's not okay. We're 20% of the U.S. population, one of the oldest ethnic groups and the biggest ethnic group. We give $2.8 trillion to the U.S. economy every year. Mm. If we were our own country, we'd be the fifth largest economy in the world. And yet we're less than 2% of the faces who are leads, who are protagonists. It's crazy.
We go into so much more in this in-depth conversation. You want to hear the whole thing later on, you know, maybe cleaning house or something. Check out the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand. One of my favorite combos ever. All right. And now, you know, Cardi B, she's talking about Casey Anthony's new documentary where she's blaming her father for the death of her daughter. And she says Casey Anthony is a disgrace of a mother, doesn't deserve a uterus. Y'all know what happened to that baby. And we do. But Casey Anthony's a free woman in this country. You know, if a jury of your peers finds you innocent, you're good.
Or not guilty, rather. I haven't seen the documentary. What is she trying to say, though? She's trying to say her dad did it?
Yes. Automatic. And I'm not going to watch it either. I'm not going to give her the time or anything because we know what happened, like Cardi B said, and I truly believe in karma. She'll get hers.
She's going to get a paycheck from Hulu is what she's about to get. I mean, this is like, we were talking about this earlier. This is crazy. Like, this infatuation with murderers and killers. And like, Anthony, Jeffrey Dahmer documentary, the Richard Ramirez documentary, the Ted Bundy documentary. I don't understand how people are so confused that Casey Anthony didn't, like, yeah, of course she's going to have a documentary.
What I wish she'd get is her kicked. But anyway, I know that's, right. That's your daily dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Question, when you eat Cheetos, do you lick your fingers?
Of course.
Okay, me too. But then you're going to love today's food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday's Eve. Inside the Dana Cortez Show, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
I don't know what it is about America's obsession with serial killers, but it's a real thing. The Monster series on Netflix about Jeffrey Dahmer has reached more than a billion hours of streaming.
Damn.
So it joins the likes of Stranger Things, Ozark. I think it was one season of Tiger King that got there. So Netflix just ordered another season of Monster. I started watching. It was too much for me. And I like docs and things, but it was so creepy.
Oh, I hate to get this deep, but I feel like the infatuation with quote-unquote murder porn is kind of like a reason why society is where it's at today.
Yeah, there's kind of morality thing that's going on with it and the lack thereof.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, like I said, agree. It was too much. I don't mind watching docu-series about things like this, but it was a lot for them to reenact that, so I'm out, but obviously everybody else is in. And now in food news, when I eat Cheetos, I lick my fingers, and so do 99% of people.
Of course they
who
do.
Who eat Cheetos,
it's
yeah.
It's delicious.
So Cheetos did this survey, and they decided to make a machine called the Cheetos Duster, and it creates Cheetle. You know, the stuff on your fingers is called Cheetle. You don't have to wait until you get enough on your fingers, which is disgusting. You get this little contraption, you fill it with all the Cheetos you want, and bam! It makes all the Cheeto.
So it crushes Cheetos for you?
Exactly. It's a kitchen appliance that makes Cheeto.
Come on, Dana. They've been doing this with Elote for how long?
Yeah, good observation, dude.
You're right. All you have to do is go to the guy with his little vending cart. He already been doing Cheeto.
They're doing everything with hot Cheetos now, dude. It's wild,
oh,
bro.
Real,
have you seen that they put a burger, like the bun is all made out of hot Cheeto?
No, like, but now that you said it, I'll be ordering them. So if you want the Cheeto maker, go to CheetosDuster.com. They're only going to make a limited few.
Crush them in the bag.
Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with National Crossword Puzzle Day. You know, internet's down and you're stuck at an airport, I don't know.
It's good for your mind, too. Puzzle? It really is good for your mind to write and to put things together like that.
I hate crossword puzzles because I'm a bad speller. All right, that's just how I feel about that. It's also National Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day. Ooh.
As a Mexican-American woman, I can't go anywhere but forward.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
And wrap it up on National Brownie Day.
Shout out to Brownie. Shout out to Brownie. Anthony told us earlier that it was a mistake, right? Somebody forgot to put the flour in cake, and there's a brownie, which I like. Here's a question. Nuts or no nuts?
Depending on what kind of nut it is.
Okay, automatic. Why do you say that?
Well, walnuts make me sick. If you can put a pecan in there, I can work with that.
Gosh, I love.
This is going to sound like a very fluid comment, but I love the nuts that Little Debbie has. The Little Debbie nuts? Those are good nuts.
They're like cheap little pecan nuts.
Yeah, those are good.
But I like my brownies burnt.
Oh.
So I like the burnt edges with lots of pecans in them. Those are really good. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All the carcinogens.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the holiday season, and inside the Dana Cortez Show, earlier, Dana was breaking down the top Christmas dishes, side and main dishes, all right? But automatic stood up and said, you know what? I want to talk about the best dishes that my wife makes.
That she actually makes. Because there's a lot of stuff on that list that was just, you know, it was for the general population.
And a lot of times, I'm going to be real, bro. When I'm out, people be checking me, women especially, be like, well, does Dana cook? Can Dana cook?
She can cook.
And we're here to tell you, Dana can't cook. Yes, she is.
She's a real cook.
She's a superwoman herself. So we're going to break down Automatic's top three Dana Cortez holiday dishes. I was welcome you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, DJ Automatic.
I'm super charged up because I'm ready for this holiday
food. One thing. You love some holiday food, brother, right?
I just love food, period. All right, the number three. I can't believe this didn't even make her list. Red chili.
Oh.
Red chili goes on everything in the holidays.
Right, dude.
I mean, you can put it on your turkey, put it on your ham, you put it on your potatoes, man. You put it on your stuffing.
For those
or
who
you
don't
want to
know,
call it dressing.
DJ Automatic is the Latina lover. Yeah. All right, so he substitutes red chili for the gravy.
Yes, it's way better than gravy, and it's way better than cranberry sauce. I couldn't believe when she put cranberry sauce on there and she didn't have red chili.
Yeah, that's true, Automatic. One of the more disappointing things about this show is when people realize that DJ Automatic can handle way hotter chili than I can.
The other thing that people realize, they're like, you're white?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Go ahead, Automatic. What's next on your list of Dana Cortez top dishes?
It didn't make the list, but her stuffing, a.k.a. dressing, is next level. I will say we had somebody else make the stuffing dressing for Thanksgiving, and I took one bite.
Oh, damn, bro. Straight shot at a family member like that, dude.
I won't say who it was, but
it
was not top notch.
Is Dana putting apples in the stuffing? No.
She makes it very traditional.
Don't say it like that. First of all, my grandma did that, all right? And she made a good stuffing. Okay?
We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that, buddy.
And last but not least, we're going to have to draft somebody into the kitchen. And she is an offspring of Miss Dana Cortez.
Okay.
It's her oldest daughter, Kirsten.
Oh!
And her cookies cannot be touched by anyone. I told her a decade ago, I was like, don't ever get me anything for Christmas. Just make me cookies.
There it is, dude. So she's bringing her cookies. I know no dessert when it comes to your wife.
No. Kirsten she's by far the best cookie maker I've ever met.
Oh.
And my grandma, my dad's mom was top notch.
Oh, man, let's just take this moment to shout out grandmas. Rest in peace, grandmas. My grandma, too. It was not officially holiday season in my family until my grandma made her big bowl of Biscochito cookies. She would make them the day after Thanksgiving and just leave them there for all the grandkids.
Love you, grandmas.
We love you, grandmas, young and old, all right? Even the ones who didn't plan it too well.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.